Hello and welcome to Destined for Victory with Pastor Paul Shepherd, Senior Pastor at Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, California. We're just moments away from the next message in Pastor Paul's series, Fruitful Living, but for the next few minutes, he joins us here in the studio. You know, Pastor, it's hard to believe that we're celebrating another Easter in just a few days. Seems like the world kind of celebrates other holidays with more enthusiasm, but let's take a moment and talk about why this coming Sunday should be the most celebrated holiday for every Christian.
Yeah, I'm glad you're bringing that up because I love all the holidays. If for nothing else, I get a day off sometimes. but really, when it comes to the most important holidays, I'm looking at the Christian calendar and I'm marking Christmas, I'm marking Easter, I'm also marking Pentecost. Mm-hmm. But Christmas starts it all off because if Christ had not been born into this world, we would have nothing to celebrate. And on top of that, if he wasn't raised from the dead, the Bible says our faith is in vain. If Jesus didn't come from the dead 3 days after being crucified, then he is just like any other religious leader. Because when we think of it, they've all lived and they've all served whatever their purpose was, and then they all died. And so what makes Jesus unique, of course, is that 3 days later, he rose from the dead and he is alive today,
praise God,
making intercession for us. Praise God for that. And that's why we ought to be excited about this coming celebration of Easter. Every single year God gives us, we need to let the world know he lives. He lives. Salvation freely, he gives it to all of us because of his resurrection. I'm so excited about this Easter, and I hope everyone listening will take a moment and make sure you get to a church, if at all possible, get there in person. If you can't, get online and celebrate with the Christian world throughout the world that Jesus is alive and he is alive forevermore. I'm so excited about our faith, and I think we ought to share it with this dying world more now than ever before.
He is risen indeed, and one day we too shall rise and forever be with him. What a great and glorious day that will be. Well, as you may know, the mission at Destined for Victory is to share that good news of Jesus Christ with as many people as we can, and your gifts help make that possible. All of our financial support comes from friends and listeners like you. So when you make a generous donation to Destined for Victory today, Pastor Paul will send you a copy of his new booklet, He's a Good, Good Father. We often talk about the love of God, and we should, but it's also important for us as believers to learn about the goodness of God. Pastor Paul's hope is that this booklet will give you a greater understanding of God's goodness and cause you to ask him to make you a person who is good, just as your Heavenly Father is good. That's He's a Good, Good Father, our thank you gift to you today by request for your generous donation to Destined for Victory. Do that by calling 855-339-5500 or visit PastorPaul.net to make a safe and secure donation online. You can also mail your gift to Destined for Victory, Post Office Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538.
Came to tell you, God wants some of us to just make up in our mind, I'm gonna be good because it's good to be good. It's right to be right. It is nice to be nice. Come on, we live in a world where everybody's looking for what do you get out of this. Sometimes you got to see God's been so good to you, you don't have any choice but to be good to somebody else.
Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ has loved us. Those are the words of the Apostle Paul to the church at Ephesus. And today on Destined for Victory, Pastor Paul has some encouraging words of his own. Stay with us now as he shows us how to become more and more like Jesus as we grow in our faith. Or come see us at PastorPaul.net to listen to the broadcast on demand. Again, that's PastorPaul.net. But right now, with today's Destined for Victory message, imitating our good, good Father, here is Pastor Paul Shepherd.
David was the recipient of goodness from Jonathan. Now, I want you to fast forward decades. Go to 2 Samuel 9, and I want you to see that when you've been blessed by someone who operates in goodness, there is a right response, and the right response is to pay it forward. Because I'm talking to a bunch of folk who, if you think back, you can think of several people God brought into your life who were good to you. Amen. Come on, think about it. There's some folk who just been good to you. You didn't deserve it necessarily. You didn't have it coming automatically. They just somehow, something in their heart said, I'm going to invest in this young man or this young woman, this older person. I'm going to invest in you. I'm not looking for something back from you. Goodness doesn't look for a return. Goodness is content to just be good. I came to tell you, God wants some of us to just make up in our mind, I'm going to be good because it's good to be good. It's right to be right. It is nice to be nice. Come on, we live in a world where everybody's looking for what do you get out of this? Sometimes you got to see God's been so good to you, you don't have any choice but to be good to somebody else. Don't look at everybody and see if you think they're worth your goodness. You know how we do. Sometimes we try to discern. Now, I think they really deserve. Wait a minute. If all we're doing is blessing people who deserve it, how does the fruit of the Spirit ever manifest? Because the fruit of the Spirit isn't about what people deserve. The fruit of the Spirit is about the character of Christ. Christ looked at folk who didn't deserve a thing. What does the Bible say? While we were his enemies, Christ died for us. He wasn't talking about, I'm going to save some folk, but they better act like they deserve it. He wasn't in heaven looking down for worthy people. You've heard me preach that in my message, 7 Pounds of Grace. I love that movie, 7 Pounds, that came out with Will Smith years ago. Y'all remember that? I love that movie because I love the premise, because while I was watching it and trying to figure out, you know, when you see that movie for the first time, you see all these various acts of goodness and you can't figure out what's going on and what is this about and why does he keep giving people? And then as the storyline builds, eventually you find out why he's being so good. He is riddled with guilt because while using his phone, I hope you've already seen the movie, because while he and his girl are driving somewhere, they're fooling around with the phone and have a head-on crash, and he kills his girl and 6 other people and his girl, 7 deaths altogether. And he is riddled with guilt because were it not for his choice to text while driving, those people would be alive. And so what he did is, riddled with all this guilt, he decided, I got to do something. And he made the decision that he would do 7 extraordinary acts of kindness to make up for those 7 people losing their lives. And you find out that his criteria was he's looking for people who he thinks are worthy. He investigates and finds people with the different needs for the things he wants to give. And he decides once he identifies somebody who's worthy of the gift he wants to give, then he set it up. And while I was watching the movie years ago, I said, oh, this is the antithesis of what Jesus did. And what I meant by that is I sat there and I realized Will Smith's character wanted to give 7 extraordinary gifts, and the criteria was find people who are worthy. Jesus came from heaven down and decided he wanted to give extraordinary gifts, but his criteria was, I'm going to find people who are not worthy. You know, you and I are sitting here not because we were worthy of salvation. We're sitting here because we were unworthy of salvation. Couldn't do a thing about getting our lives together. And when nothing else would help, love came down from glory. Love hung on a cross. Love said, I'm going to be good to you because even though you don't deserve it, when I bless you, I'm going to give you the fruit of goodness and I'm going to send you back to the world. And when I send you back out there, don't look for worthy people. Look for somebody who needs my love and my goodness and give it to them. And I've loved that movie ever since. Now, Will Smith's character was quite benevolent. And the seventh gift, the only way he could give that one is he had to give up his own life. That's the part that reminded me about Jesus. And then I said, oh, but there's a big difference. Will laid down his life and blessed seven people who he thought was worthy. Jesus laid down his life and he blessed all of us who were not worthy. So sometime soon, rent that movie and check it out. So look at David, who has been the recipient of goodness back when God first knit his soul to Jonathan. And the two of them walked together as best friends. Let me tell you, before we get to this 2 Samuel, pay it forward. Let me tell you what happened. There was a time, you know, Saul lost his mind out of jealousy. And instead of Saul embracing this young man who was like a second son, instead of embracing him, he got jealous of him. Because as God blessed David and David won victories in war and David was just anointed in everything he did, when Saul saw God's hand on David, he said, this young man trying to take my throne. And he got jealous and started trying to kill him. You've read your Bible. You know that. In fact, there's 10 full years in 1 Samuel where David is on the run from the very man he loves and has been trying to serve. But he's on the run for 10 years. Well, during that time, Jonathan found David because he's a fugitive. Jonathan found him. See, goodness will make you go in the second, third, fourth mile. How many other miles you got to go? And he found his friend, his covenant friend. And when he found him, he said, look, let me tell you something. You are the next king of Israel. How does the prince, the king's son, who is heir to the throne, how does he look at somebody not related at all and say to him, you're the next king? He said, and I'm going to be submitted to you. That's goodness. And the Bible talks about that passage. It says he strengthened David's hands in the Lord. He strengthened him. When he left David, David was encouraged again. When he left David, David's tears had dried and he realized that not everybody's against me just cause the king is against me and the king's army is looking to kill me. There are still those who are with us and those that are with us are more than those that are against us. Because God's on my side. He knew all that internally, but just by Jonathan finding him and strengthening his hands. And when Jonathan left him, he was stronger than when Jonathan found him. Are you good? And if you're good, one of the traits of goodness in your life is when you find people, you leave them better than when you met them. If people more jacked up when you gone than when you showed up, you got the wrong fruit growing. You got the fruit of being a nuisance. You need to have the fruit of goodness growing. And one of the ways is, even if I can't help you, I'm going to bless you in some way. Even if I can't fix it, I'm not going to be against you. I'm not going to take your life in the wrong direction. And again, as I said earlier, and push come to shove, like Jesus watching the rich young ruler walk away, Jesus beholding him loved him. Sometimes you love people even when you can't help, even when you can't do what you wish you could do. Goodness in your heart says, I want to be only a blessing. I refuse to be a curse in anybody's life.
Don't go away. We're only about halfway through today's Destined for Victory message with Pastor Paul Shepherd. He's senior pastor at Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, California. If you enjoy listening to Destined for Victory, we know you'll love watching some of Pastor's best video clips by subscribing to YouTube. For more details and all of Pastor Paul's social media, scroll to the bottom of the homepage at PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net, where you can listen on demand to recent messages and find a wide variety of features and resources. Now, let's get you back to Pastor Paul for the rest of today's message, imitating our good, good Father.
So, fast forward to 2 Samuel 9. David has been royal for years. He's been the king for years. And in 2 Samuel 9, look at this. David said, "Is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness," watch this, "for Jonathan's sake?" Do you know that Jonathan died the same day Saul died? In battle. Both of them died that day. And David, years later, is saying, "Is there anybody left of that household that I can show kindness to for Jonathan's sake?" Look at the paying forward. He blessed Jonathan during his life, I'm sure, because that's what friends do. They bless each other. They help each other. But long after Jonathan is dead, David is still saying, "Can I pay it forward in any other way? I was as good as I could be to Jonathan during his lifetime. But now, is there anybody I can bless because of my covenant relationship with a man who blessed me when we were young men and he gave me his robe and his sword and all his stuff? Can I be a blessing to him through his household? Anybody left?" Look at verse 2. "There was a servant named Ziba. Found out, 'Are you Ziba?' He said, 'At your service.' And he asked the same question. Anybody still left of the household that I can show the kindness of God?" Ziba said to the king, "Well, there's a young man who's the son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet." And the king said, "Where is he?" King didn't say, "How bad off is he? I don't need to bring no new trouble into my life. I got enough. How handicapped is he?" You see what goodness does? Goodness is seeking to be a blessing. It's not looking for convenience. It's not looking for the easy way. When he heard there is a young man, he is the son of Jonathan, David has struck gold in his heart. Wow, Jonathan has a son I didn't know about. And he's lame in both feet. Do yourself a favor and find out how the boy became lame. Let me give you the spoiler. When they died, the enemies of Saul said, "If we want to take over, we got to go in and kill all of his kin." And so the nurse who was taking care of Jonathan's son, I told you Jonathan died with his daddy, same day as his daddy in battle. And there's a nurse taking care of Mephibosheth, that's the boy's name. He's 5 years old. And the nurse says, she knows the enemies are coming to kill him. And she says, "I can't let that happen." And she's hurrying to try to get them to safety and drops him. And the fall was so bad that this 5 year old has been a toddler running around, enjoying his life. But now he is so broken, both ankles, whatever happened, had such major breaks, he was not able to ever live normally in terms of having the facilities of his movement that way. Tragic. Folks, tragedies happen. And we need to quit blaming God for stuff he didn't do. It was a fall. It wasn't judgment. It was a fall. It was an accident. When you find people who have been the victims of accidents, don't show up. "Yo, well, now, what did you do? You had to do something." And so that's how this boy is messed up. But when David gets this news that there is such a boy, Mephibosheth, he said, oh, wow, where is he? And the answer comes back, he's in Lodabar. Lodabar means no pasture. Ain't no animals here. It also means, I looked in the Hebrew, it also means no communication. In other words, where does he live? He lives in Lodabar. He lives nowhere. Nothing worth talking about. Yo, yeah, he lives down in nothing worth talking about. He lives down where there's no animals, there's no grazing, sheep, nothing. Nothing land. That's where he's from. And he doesn't ask that to judge where the boy is from. He said, go get him. Verse 5, king sent for him. Imagine now this little crippled boy who ever since he's 5 years old has not known any life of luxury at all. From five on, all he's known is trying to survive as a cripple. No royalty, no claiming of anything special. Nothing was left to him. They just fled to nowhere for their lives. And he has survived for years with nothing good to look forward to. Suddenly he hears, king wants you at the palace. The king? Oh my goodness. Oh Lord, don't tell me he's rounding up all the handicapped people so he can kill us off. You know that kind of thing would come to your mind. Why does he? Oh God, he's after us. So look at it. When he gets there, verse 6, he falls on his face, prostrates himself. And when David calls him, he says, here is your servant. Look at verse 7 and I'm done. So David said to him, do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for your father's sake. Look what he's going to do. I'm going to restore to you all the land of Saul, your grandfather. I'm going to let you eat bread at my table continually. He bows himself and says, what is your servant that you would look upon such a dead dog as I? Imagine that. That is the way he has seen himself since 5 years old. I'm just a dead dog. Why would a king want to be good to a dead dog? And look at the response, verse 13. So he dwelled in Jerusalem. Goodness will move you from Lodabar to Jerusalem. Goodness will move you from nothing, nowhere, nothing to talk about, to the city of peace, Jerusalem, the city of peace. That's where he got moved to. Look at this. And he ate continually at the king's table. And I love the next sentence. And he was lame in both his feet. Sometimes God doesn't heal you through physical healing. Sometimes God will heal you through goodness and through blessings that you don't deserve. But God will put it on somebody's heart to be good to you because goodness has its own reward. Sometimes when God has blessed you, the best thing you can do is just pay it forward.
Kindness is about what you do. Goodness is about who you are. Learn to practice goodness, even as our Lord Jesus Christ practiced goodness. Thanks so much for joining us for today's message, Imitating Our Good, Good Father. To learn more about the Destined for Victory Media Ministry, or to find out about the special gift reserved for you as you give to Destined for Victory today, visit PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net.
The fruit of the Spirit is faithfulness, meaning now that God has shown me how trustworthy he is and made me his child by saving me, he wants to make me as dependable for other situations and other people as he is to me. God is faithful to me, so he wants me and he wants you to be faithful as you live your life.
The difference between faith and faithfulness on our next edition of Destined for Victory. Join us then when Pastor Paul Shepherd shares his message, Becoming Dependable. Until next time, remember, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.